Well, well, well.
Hi.
Hey, Chip. So we actually we actually had a Nat Casual topic planned out, and then Chip called in, and he's a little drunk.
I love throwing a curveball and shit.
You really did throw a wrench into this day. What's going on over there, man?
Well, you know, I figured it's Friday.
It's actually Thursday. Right now it's Thursday, by the way.
Well, it's Friday somewhere.
I mean, this will be coming out on Friday, so people will be listening on Friday.
But I bet you, as we're talking, it's already Friday in Australia and Japan, though.
You keep telling yourself that, my friend.
Well,
it's Thursday where you are, but okay.
In the immortal words of Rebecca Black, it's Friday.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know Rebecca Black?
What?
Oh my God, I'm going to send it to you when we're done.
Okay.
We're digressing a little bit, but you're listening.
Well, now you have to tell us.
She's an adult now. Like, she actually just came out as, like, I don't know that she's gay, but she dates women too. But her parents paid for her to go to a recording studio and, like, record a song and make a music video. And the song was called Friday.
Okay, it's kind of actually coming back to me now.
And it went super viral because, I mean, it's so catchy, but it's kind of a bad song. But
you don't say.
It's so catchy. But then she ended up in, like, she became famous. Like, she ended up in a Katy Perry video. And, like, but she's now talked about, like, how she was really bullied and blah, blah, blah. So,
well,
all respect to Rebecca Black. She's still doing her thing. She's still putting out music. And it's Friday.
Except it's Thursday.
There we go.
Still. It's still Thursday.
Gotta get drunk on Friday.
Okay. So, what are you doing? Like, what made you need to start drinking right now?
So, look, I have been holed up in Nashville. And
haven't we all?
Yes. And I thought, I'm just going to go down to the beach to a friend's house. That's a private house. No one's been in it. No one's on the beach.
Right.
In fact, I think the beach technically opens tomorrow. But,
yeah, I had heard that.
I think private owners have been allowed on the beach. It's just not open to the public. So I got down here today and then needed to go sit on the beach. So I literally jumped over boards that were blocking the thing and just went. And there were some other local residents down there. So just having some beers, watching the sunset. And I was only going to have a couple, and then I turned into five.
Yeah, as it does, you know, especially on the beach, right? It's just so tough.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the 80s, so it was, like, nice. It was pretty windy, so I've got a lot of sand in my teeth.
Oh.
But, yeah, whatever. So.
Well, there's nothing like calling into work and being tipsy.
Well, you know, look, I've been on Zoom calls where people are drinking so much earlier than I started drinking. So
isn't that so interesting? It's the things that would never be acceptable in real life are all of a sudden acceptable during this quarantine period.
Totally. I mean, look, we live in Tennessee. Tennessee just started selling alcohol on Sundays because it's the Bible Belt.
Right.
They just let wine into the grocery stores, not in liquor
stores.
Like
a couple years ago.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it is really new in terms of, you know, our country that these things have been allowed, but they are now allowing bars to sell to-go drinks.
Oh, yeah, bars.
What are rules? The only rule is just stay safe.
Yeah, I mean, no one really knows what's happening. I read, actually, because we were talking about this, I was, like, getting on my computer really fast, and I'm like, how much has drinking gone up? And the truth is it's gone up so much, and so much so that people are saying, like, they are actually getting on Zoom calls after a couple drinks to do work because it's like you're sitting at your house and they feel like they can fully function. Like, you would never go to your office and do that.
No, never. Well, look, I would normally have researched for this.
Uh-huh.
But I was on the beach. So
drinking
but
beer.
I did read an article the other day that said beer sales will way up. And, like, I'm pretty sure it was Busch Light.
Which is the best thing about that whole statement. Like, of all the beers.
44%.
What? I mean, is it 44%. One of the cheaper beers?
Yeah, and apparently they've been doing, like, really creative marketing. Like,
it also
really
feels very
stuff,
like American or something.
Totally, yeah. And it's, you know, like, if the temperature in Colorado is a certain temperature, then their beer's half price. Like, they're doing, like, cute things.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently, like, White Claw is the hottest thing on the market right now.
Yeah, it's gluten-free, man.
Oh, is it? Oh, damn.
I think so, because I've had them before, and you know I can't do gluten.
Look, I also, before I put myself in the line of fire to anyone who's listening, like, I am taking COVID seriously, like, as flippant
people
as
are
I'm
judging
making
the
it sound,
shit out of you right
yeah,
now.
Like, I try not to have shame. I don't want to, like, that's not healthy to live with. But I am, this, me coming down here and doing this, like, I am around fewer people than I am in Nashville.
Yes.
My only necessity is to go to the grocery store to get food, which
same
I've
as
been
in
doing
Nashville.
In Nashville. I filled up in Nashville and got here. I'll fill up here and get back to Nashville. So before anyone wants to throw some hate around.
People love to throw that hate around.
Keep your iteration to yourself. Because,
amen to that.
You know, I just came down here for some blue skies and some fucking sand. So
and
judge all
I...
you want, but I'm taking this seriously. And we all should be.
I
but
love a drunk ship rant.
If you can find
so
an
great.
Right, look, if you can find an escape.
I love that,
that
I'm recording
safe,
this right now.
I know. Look, if you can find an escape that's safe, I think you should have it. Because, I, you know, like, I'm dealing with friends that are sending me really depressing shit. And it's.
Right.
Like, it's, we're all in this. And everyone is feeling it. Like, some people are feeling it a lot worse than others. But, like, if we can all find some joy and escape, I recommend it. But just do it safely.
Hey, and I want to point out to all the listeners as well, your job has not been one that has stopped. So you've been extremely stressed out and busy. I'm really happy for you that you're getting away for a couple days at least to just chill out.
Thank you.
Change the scenery. Well, it's needed.
I was like, wait a minute. Vacation is still in, like, my employment contract. You know what I
right.
mean? Like, I can take a couple of days. But meanwhile, I am still working down here. Like, I'll work tomorrow a little bit. But
right.
It is. It's work is. And I took a pay cut. So it's like.
That's happening everywhere. Right.
Yeah,
it's stressful. It's stressful.
It's stressful. So it's like, if I need this for my brain then and my, like, emotional well-being, then I'm going to take it. And I think it's fair. Well, and I think we all should approach things with fairness.
And that's an interesting point you bring up about just the mental health that's going on right now. Like, everyone is really just trying to survive. And I read an article the other day. It was in the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is really random. But I was reading about a lot of this stuff. And a lot of people are saying, oh, well, we're drinking more. Is that bad for our health? Is that bad for our mental health? And a lot of people are saying it's actually fine because this isn't going to increase the addiction or alcoholism stuff that comes up after this. This is one of those periods of time where people are genuinely trying to survive. You're looking for that bright spot at the end of a hard day. Whatever it is that gets you through is kind of what psychologists are even saying. And you're at home all day. And especially
all
if, you have,
day, yeah.
if you have kids, like, oh,
Totally. I think
sanity.
Look, on a normal day, you get in your car, you drive to work, you come home, and, like, that stuff breaks up your day. If having a couple drinks at the end of your work day or at lunch makes your day feel a little broken up, then do it. Like, look, we're all in control of our own mental health, and it's not one size fits all. So what my advice is to sort of do it within your own means and, you know, don't let it get out of hand. Have control of it, but also give yourself a break.
Yeah, I think that that's kind of what we were saying. Everything sort of seems like there's no rules. No one has this figured out yet. So everyone's just trying to survive. I know, for instance, I told you my boyfriend and I have been homeschooling his two daughters during the day.
Yes.
And oh my God. Like, our happy hours.
I bet you want to drink.
I mean, we keep making the joke, and I've said this on this podcast before, but it's like our happy hours keep getting, like, progressively earlier. You know, I'm like, we'll, like, look at each other after trying to teach a kindergarten spelling and writing and math. And I'm like, they have no attention span. It takes all the patience in the world, even if the kids are just amazing and adorable, but you're sitting there trying to walk them through it while you have work going on, while you're managing all the stresses that coronavirus is bringing.
While you're also, like, I haven't done math since high school. I'm like,
by the way, you're never going to use this. That's really? What I want to say. It's like, yeah.
You're like, hey, girls.
Don't waste your time.
You don't need to know the capitals. You don't need to know the capitals. You tell your teacher.
Could you imagine?
I
would get fired.
I told you to ask her, when the fuck have you learned the when have you used the capitals? Teach me something I need to know. How do I do my taxes?
What if I just start sending them back to their teacher with like, prove it that questions. I need to use this, Miss Rich. Prove it. That's kind of what I want to say.
Let me see the question on the SAT.
No, literally, it's like, let me see the question in my job later. It's just never.
Yeah.
Whatever. But well, anyway, we digress again.
We digress.
The point is homeschool makes me need tequila really, really bad. Like, it's mm-hmm. just, it's like all the patience in the world. And by the end of the day, you're like, I need this drink.
I got a call from a friend who'd been laid off recently.
Uh-huh.
And this was, I mean, it was sometime around 12 or 1. This was a couple of weeks ago. She was shit-faced.
Okay.
You know, and like to a point where it was a little concerning.
Right.
But I'm also like, you know what? She's got bad news. She's down. As long as it doesn't get out of control.
What was her bad news? Wait, what?
I mean, she got laid off.
Oh, she got laid off. Oh,
yeah, she'd been laid off. It had been a couple of days, you know, prior to her calling me, but she was definitely like slurring. I mean, she didn't tell me she was drunk.
Yeah.
I heard it. Like, it was probably what I sound like now, but times two.
I think the hard thing is the, you know, there are these major stresses like getting laid off. And I am not sitting here trying to condone like drink your troubles away. But again, I think it's just we got to go a little light on ourselves and whatever you need to do for the moment, do it. Because things like getting laid off are really stressful, but things like getting laid off when there really is no other job to go get is really stressful. And it's like
really stressful.
Yeah. How are you going to pay your bills? It's all the things that we've all felt at some point during this time. And yeah, you just deal how you deal.
Totally. And like, you know, I said to her in particular, like, try to find the understanding in this that it had nothing to do with you.
Right.
You know, like
it never. No, none of this.
It's not being people aren't getting fired right now. You know, like they're not getting fired. They're getting laid off
because they can't,
or whatever.
People can't afford it. Yeah,
it's really, really tough, and it's, you know, emotionally everyone's going to deal with it a little differently. But if you can look at yourself in the mirror and know that you were doing a great job and had nothing to do with you, that helps a little bit.
Yeah,
and if you need a cocktail to get there, have that cocktail.
Have it just like you did.
You know,
have you a Bush Light, okay?
I mean, look, I'm. Hey, if Miller Lite wants to sponsor this podcast, they can, because I just opened my sixth one.
Oh, refreshing.
Mm.
My sixth one. Wow.
I mean, I'll do a product trade.
I think, okay, so our whole point is, do what you need to do to have fun, to keep your mental health alive. Also, I do think it's a good thing to say, take care of your body as well. Like you said, like,
take care,
be conscious. Yeah. Also, we don't want to kill our immune systems right now. Everyone needs to be really healthy or as healthy as possible to fight this virus. So,
hey, and to echo that.
Yeah. What do you got?
I've lost 14 pounds in the last 3 weeks by eating keto.
Wow.
So, this beer drinking is a bit of a cheat for me, and my body probably is reacting to beer. You know, like I probably got a little more buzz faster because I haven't been drinking beer, but I am taking care of myself, but I'm also allowing myself to have a little bit of fun.
So Miller Lite's not on the keto diet, is that what you're saying?
No, it's
not. Okay. Good to know.
No.
Noted. Well, with
although there probably are some beers that are, but I don't know what they are.
I actually don't think so at all. Yeah, I was going to say maybe something different like tequila or vodka, but we'll look into that and report back to you guys. With all of that said, now that everyone's aware of Chip's state.
I cannot be held accountable for anything I say moving forward.
Well, that's false, but okay. We're going to move to our listener email for the week. I actually posted something on my Instagram earlier today. So some people were DMing me as well, and this was a DM. I'm really glad because I feel like we got some really great ammunition for the next couple weeks. So you guys keep those emails coming to @casual@velvetsedge.com or just send me a DM @velvetsedge.
Slide into those DMs.
Slide on in. Give us your questions. I love that we actually are not experts on anything, but we are going to give advice on a lot of topics, and it's great.
Speaking of
Maybe we're experts on drinking. Is that something to be an expert on right now? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we might be. But I love Armchair Expert. I listen to Dax's and Monica's. But I'm so pissed that he has that name, because I feel like you and I are armchair experts. Like,
totally.
We're not really experts on this shit, but we're giving our opinions. Sometimes there is a little bit of expertise when we're talking about some things, but for the most part, like, you guys have to like take us with a bit of a grain of salt, because
I actually
it's just
don't
kind
think
of
so at
thoughts.
All. I actually feel like I am an expert on this topic that we're going to speak about today. And I'll just go ahead and read the question. Very simple question, straight up in my DMs. How should you stop dating douchebags?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, can I go first?
Sure. Please.
Stop dating douchebags.
Well, you know, Chip, for some of us, it's not that easy. No judgment here on this podcast. I mean,
don't you see him coming a mile away?
You know what the worst part is? I think my friends see them coming a mile away, and I'm like, no, this one's different. they are in disguise to me. And here's what I have to say. I do. Well, I think it's like, you know, a lot of douchebags can be in disguise. So let's not place judgment on any of us or me.
DBID.
What?
A DBID, a douchebag in disguise.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag
can
trademark.
Can you not acronym while drinking?
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Trademark. So this is something that I have truly struggled with for years. I'm not even trying to be funny here. This is my life. This is my reality. But I think the first thing to say would be, you got to go to therapy, girl. You got to figure out what is going on. Because if you have a broken
call.
Yeah, if you have a broken picker and you're picking douchebags over and over and over, there's a reason. Like, there's a reason we all pick who we pick, you know? You're not just like randomly going, oh, this is the hottest guy in the bar, that's who I'm going to pick. Or the thing about, you know, oh, I'm so attracted to him, we have so much chemistry. Well, is it chemistry, or is it like your dysfunction that's drawn to someone else?
There's a comfort, yeah.
Mm-hmm, it's familiar. So you're either, like what I've learned in therapy a lot is that you're mostly either trying to recreate a relationship from your past, or you're subconsciously, this is what's so hard, picking people to try that like mimic a relationship that you've had in your past, and you're trying to fix that. Like if it ended,
I was gonna say a lot of it is people wanting to fix other people.
Yes, that
this
was
one
me.
Is gonna be different. Yes.
Uh-huh. Like my therapist straight up said to me one time, if you come across another wounded man, you need to run in the other direction. Because I just like, I am, it's my kryptonite. Like I just want to go to them and I think I can, I don't know if I think that I can fix them consciously, but it's what I'm drawn to. So I've had to be very conscious with it. I don't think I've done that perfectly. even after therapy, I don't think that I've like figured it out, but you just look for progress, you know? And you just, I think for me, it's been trying to find someone who I can be in a relationship who actually wants to grow too. So you're trying to grow together. It's not like you're perfect. It's just you're working and growing together.
Well, I mean, I just had this thought, like, because I feel like it's pretty common that you hear like, oh my God, it's just like, I keep dating these people. I feel like I'm like, I have this like hero complex where like, I need to save them. And like, but the truth is we should all be looking for people that are open to like you being vulnerable and you being yourself, and that's it. And you grow together, and it's not about like what you, like you doing something for him or him doing something for you, other than accepting you for who you are, like with your all your bumps and bruises and your scars and then all the good things about you.
Right. Exactly.
And the acceptance that like none of us are perfect.
None of us.
I fall into the same trap. I don't necessarily like categorize mine as douchebags, because I don't know that I really have experience with douchebags, but I definitely have experience with like like trying to help and like feeling that I'm not, or that like feeling of like I'm not worthy of help. So in order for this to work, I need to be helping somebody. I need to elevate somebody. But like, you know what? We all need a little bit of help. So
when it can't be one-sided.
Yeah. Why don't we just be open to like being helped and helping? And exactly. That's called acceptance.
Yes. I think that's called a relationship too.
Yeah.
Where you're both doing it for each other. So I don't know if there's like a one-stop shop on how to stop dating a douchebag other than to look at yourself and to figure out what your motivations are deep down, what's going on with you that's not healed or something that you need to work through from your past even. But to me, that like once you start really kind of figuring that out and looking at that part of it and healing yourself, it seems like your attraction changes a little bit and the things that you're drawn to hopefully are a little healthier for you and good for you and not like douchey.
Right. Well, I, in the midst of this conversation, just Googled douchebag guy names.
Oh, cool. And so you're going to help us stay away from these guys.
This is obviously a generalization and it's on.
I can't wait.
It's a website called RadioWindy.com.
Radio Windy. Sounds very incredible. I'm going to read you all
really quickly the top 5th.
Miller Lite reads rate. Of course you are.
Am I on it twice? Because everybody, my real name's not Chip. My real name's Frank.
there's so many things happening right now. Miller Lite Chip reads Radio Windy. This is like
Frank,
the most at the casual moment I've personally ever had.
For douchebag guys are number. I'm going to go in reverse. Number 15, Matthew. Number 14, Tommy. Number 13, Eric. Number 12, Ryan. Number 11, Scott. Number 10, Mike/Michael. Number 9, Brandon. Number 8, Bradley. Number 7, Frank. Number 6, Travis. Number 5, Tyler. Number 4, Adam. Number 3, Jeff. Number 2, Mark. And number 1, Nick.
I've literally dated four of those guys.
They're like so generic.
They're
like,
so generic.
I would have thought like much more like shitty country club names, you know?
Give us an example of what you mean.
God, I'm going to offend somebody here. I mean, honestly, Chip is so much more of a douchebag name than Frank.
Are you sure about that?
I mean, Chip is kind of like a country club name, you know? Like,
yeah. You definitely need to go golf for sure.
I'm thinking, yeah, like, oh God, what's a good douchebag name?
Okay, I'm cutting you off.
Brayden? I don't know.
Like, so basically, take this list and just run away from August. Basically, that's every guy in America. So unless they have a different name than that, my boyfriend is not on the list. My current boyfriend is not on the list.
He's not. And I was going to say earlier when you were talking about having a penchant for dating douchebags, you've broken the cycle. Because I
like
can attest
him?
To that. Yeah, I like him. He's. I don't think that.
He doesn't seem douchey.
No, he doesn't.
Hopefully,
have
he's
qualities.
Not a DBID. Whew.
Right.
You can't even DBID. Remember your own acronym.
I like had to spell you it paused. Out of my head. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Plus, he's going to be my business partner. We've talked about that.
Oh, true. Don't reveal your business plan. I got to get you off of here before you.
That's how it's trademarked and I bought the URL.
Yeah. I guarantee no one is stealing that plan, by the way.
Well, they can sponsor this podcast once we get some funding.
Listen, we got to get off of this podcast right now before we lose it, before iHeart calls me
you.
And they're literally like, you guys are canceled.
Yes. So in terms of who emailed about the douchebags?
It was a DM and I couldn't see her full name. So I'll announce it on my Instagram so that everyone who writes in knows this is how you don't date a douchebag.
Right. Well, follow Kelly's suggestions more than mine. is my advice.
I feel like in this podcast, hopefully people know that I would be the one to listen to right now and not you. Just basically on everything that just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what, Chip? You should just go back on that beach. You should pop another Miller Lite and you should just keep acting casual.
Yeah, I'ma act casual.
Act casual.
Bye.
Bye.